This is the first job fair of its kind at the penitentiary, and it's the result of nearly 6 months of partnerships and preparation. Denise Guzetta is the Vice President of Talent and Workforce Development for the Sioux Falls Development Foundation, one of the event hosts. She says the foundation invited employers based on key job openings in the local business community.
So we have electricians, we have welders, we have construction workers, we have metal fabricators. So we have a lot of people here today to kind of, you know, fill these critical needs and these critical jobs for our business community.
One of the prospective job seekers is Daniel Rose. He worked for 12 years in the hospitality industry and had most of a chemical dependency counseling degree under his belt when a layoff triggered a relapse. He's serving time for drug-related charges. He says a day like this is exciting, but also nerve-wracking for him and other members of his unit.
There's a lot of these guys are down on themselves anyways because of where we are. You know, we're convict, we're prison, you're a criminal, you're a felon. You know, and they let that get that block in their head automatically. I can't get a job because I'm a felon. Well, this hopefully gives them some hope and to have faith and believe, hey, you know what? There are people out there who are looking.
Rose himself was a hiring manager and tells the others that any employer is looking for a diamond in the rough. Chris Howman, president of Molloy Electric, says he was intrigued by the job fair and thinks his company can benefit from the skills these men can offer.
And I'm happy that employers are starting to look at people that have made a mistake in their lives. They're not categorizing them like maybe it used to be. And that's a good thing.
The next Second Chance Job Fair is planned for sometime in April, National Second Chance Month. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry in Sioux Falls.